Russia, page 8, A Royal Mystery, The Evidence. This story began when a woman was pulled out from a Berlin canal and sent to a mental hospital. She refused to tell authorities her identity until 18 months later, when she declared herself the Grand Duchess Anastasia. There was evidence for and against the woman who became known as Anna Anderson, and the controversy was resolved only in 1994 when DNA testing proved she wasn't Anastasia, but Franciska Szanskowska, a factory worker who disappeared in 1920. The result caught a lot of people by surprise. Janet, you were among those people. How did you feel when the news came out?
I was very shocked. Everything I had read and heard about Anna led to the conclusion that she was telling the truth. Her appearance, for example. Everybody admitted that there was a very strong physical similarity between Anna and pictures of Anastasia. And how about the scars on her fingers and shoulder? They had exactly the same shape as Anastasia's. Anna also had a problem on her feet, which was worse on her right foot, just like Anastasia. Three fingers of one of her hands were the same length, just like Anastasia and Empress Alexandra.
Yes, it's hard to believe it was just a coincidence.
Exactly. And she also knew things that only the family would know, like the name the Grand Duchess Olga, Anastasia's aunt, used to call her.
It was said that she got all this information from other family members and servants that escaped from Russia.
They wouldn't have known some of the details that Anna gave.
Maybe. But again, it was very suspicious that when she was questioned about her youth, she would often change subjects, or would only give answers that were not clear or that could not be confirmed.
But there's the handwriting. Several analyses over the years indicated that Anna Anderson's matched Anastasia's.
True, but how do you explain the fact that, while she spoke fluent German, she only knew a few words in English, French, and Russian?
The explanation is that she had suffered a shock or trauma, and her mind refused to use the language of those who killed her family. Besides, she spoke Russian while sleeping or when delirious.
Anyway, science has now proved that Anna was not Anastasia.
But they can't say for sure that Anastasia didn't survive either.